A muggy October evening in the Texas Panhandle. The weather turns violent, and so does Alfred McKinley. As the storm rages outside, Alfred's wife Maribel is helpless against his brutal attack in their kitchen. So brutal that veteran detectives would be shocked by the aftermath. By 1963, the future dictator had adopted his revolutionary pseudonym, Pol Pot. He spent the next 12 years building up the Communist Party in Cambodia, later known as the Khmer Rouge. His reign, which lasted only 4 years, would leave the blood of over 1 million people on his hands, making him number 7 on our list of history's most evil. One of nature's more unusual animals, the capybara has a heavy, barrel-shaped body and short head, with reddish-brown fur that turns yellowish-brown underneath. Its sweat glands can be found in the surface of the hairy portions of its skin, an unusual trait for a rodent, and something you probably could have lived without knowing. It looks like Mike and Gina are really onto something. Their Midtown pop-up is packed, with people shelling out between $30 and $80 a head for a menu with a meaty spin on the classic Belgian waffle. With this top-shelf Wagyu waffle turning a healthy $50 per plate profit, victory is in the bag for these two restrepreneurs. CERN offers a unique environment for training, a melting pot of people and ideas, giving early-stage physicists, engineers, and technicians an exceptional opportunity to hone their skills. But what do these great minds really do? Tonight, we go behind the scenes of science's farthest frontier, where the secrets of the universe are being unveiled along this scenic stretch of the Swiss-French border. The artifact contained elements unknown to science. It was found in the home of Jean Cernan, an Apollo 10 crew member who piloted the lunar module within 14 kilometers of the moon's surface. It suggests that Neil Armstrong may not have been the first to arrive there, and that the moon may hold secrets far more mysterious than ever imagined.